Welcome to the Tales for Wales Throwback Thursday. You know what it is by now. We thought you guys would probably be sick and tired of the rotating three intros we had before, where it was like us going, hey, this is a new feature that we did, because we've done about 20-odd by this point. So we thought we'd update them and just say, yeah, here you are. You're looking back into the looking glass. These are our old episodes. You get little snippets. And then if you like them, maybe you've heard them before and you just want a little glimpse in the past. But if you haven't, maybe you're thinking, I missed out on something.
Quick, go, cut. We're going to go too long again. Yeah, you know what it is. Goodbye.
How you been, mate? What's new?
Well, we've been on, pardon me, just been with you, mate. Not much. I do have a little, a funny little anecdote I thought you'd appreciate.
I love that you can never crowbar these in naturally. You can never be like, not bad, mate.
You're the one who does the segues. I just say, I'm about to announce that I have an anecdote.
A pre-planned anecdote.
Yes,
it's so funny because I even said to you what you've been up to, mate, so I could tee you up to an anecdote, but you were like, does that compute? Does that work?
It's like putting like a plus plus together on a calculator or something. It goes, no, and it fucking breaks.
Oh, so, also, we had someone reach out to us to say that they also agree that Ellis James is stealing our content now because he's stolen two of my anecdotes recently. So I think we should have a new feature where we have Ellis James watch, where we keep an eye out to see if he's done any, stolen something else from me.
Yeah, you guys can be our little spies in the sky. Fly, my pretties. You can just be like, anytime you see that you watch this, listen to this one first, always, and then listen to his little shitty knockoff podcast. And
which
then
I actually love.
You tell us, it is actually good, annoyingly. So the fucking production values through the roof. But then let us know, and we'll, I don't know, bitch about it on here. I don't know if
to keep you up to speed. Keep you up to speed. We did a Welsh history podcast. He's in a history podcast. I told us anecdote quite specific about Christopher Biggins. He tells an anecdote quite about Christopher Biggins. I was born in November, pretty much the same date as him in November, just 10 years later. He was born 10 years before me. He's always trying to one-up me. He's obsessed. The guy's obsessed. Doing,
Oh, man.
I play five-a-side. He plays five-a-side.
This year for him is fucking... This Halloween from him, it's all fucking tricks, isn't it? No treats. Yeah, it's just fucking the nasty boy.
Yeah. Oh, also, our partners, his partner's from the north of England. My partner's from the north of England. How deep does this rabbit hole go?
Yeah, Jesus, yeah. Where does it end? Is Emma going to say at one point, oh yeah, I was in Peep Show at one point.
And then... Yeah, my partner was actually... who could she be in Peep Show?
Saz?
So offensive.
Come lick Lindsay's arsehole.
Come lick Lindsay's arsehole, Bart. It's clean.
It's clean.
Drop that in here.
Hi, Mark!
I'm only saying that because Emma has quoted that to me quite a lot because you guys fall asleep to Peep Show sometimes and she says she's heard that a million times now.
I have to have sound to fall asleep. It's just one of my mental illnesses. And she has doot-doot-doot-doot as the intro to Peep Show constantly.
Yeah.
And I'm not sick, but I'm not well. And then, come lick Lindsay's arsehole. It's clean.
It's clean.
Because there's got to be certain episodes that I know 100% every word. So I can't watch episodes I haven't seen an awful lot. So it just comes into this rut of me watching the exact same thing time and time again.
Amy's the same. She won't watch anything she hasn't seen a million times and she doesn't know off by
it's
heart.
Comfort.
Otherwise, she can't sleep.
Yeah.
Married you and you're going to marry, I'm assuming, me?
Well, my partner loves Jack. She calls him his blood brother. I don't quite know why they're blood brothers, but we do have a...
I think we said also, it one time and we thought we'd just run it into the ground. Also, and yet it's still not on the ground. It's still going fresh.
And we've said a million times, you and Emma are quite the level-headed ones. And me and Amy, your partner, are quite the emotionally strong, reactive people. So, we found each other's partners.
That. If we weren't straight, we'd just be fucking each other. That's what I'm gathering from this. Yeah. Gross idea, graphic. Isn't it? That's why we couldn't do it.
It's looking backtracking now.
Yeah, it's a rubbish idea, actually. Yeah, I'd hate
it. Well, it's disgusting, actually. Maybe we shouldn't. Yeah, no, sorry. I wasn't suggesting seriously.
I can smell a roast dinner. I can just smell a lingering roast dinner in this house.
You always do that when you're turned on, didn't you?